There are four instances in the book of Matthew where Jesus says the phrase, "O you of little faith." The first one is in Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, this is, of course, the Sermon on the Mount, and he is talking about the idea of not worrying about tomorrow. And he, at some point in the middle of that passage, says in verse 30, "Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" The next time we see it is in Matthew chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 8, we find it in verse 26. This is the event where they are on the Sea of Galilee, and there is a storm present there. The storm is raging, and they are afraid that they're going to die. Jesus wakes up, he calms the storm, and he says, "Why are you fearful?" Well, he says this first, and then he calms the storm. He says, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" In the next instance where he says this phrase, it is in Matthew chapter 14. In Matthew 14, he is walking on water, and Peter says, if it's really you, Lord, then you will call me out to you, and I will come join you out there on the water." And Peter does that for a while, and then he looks around, realizes that it's boisterous, and he starts to sink. And then it says in verse 31, "And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Finally, in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus is talking to the disciples about the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And of course, we understand that he is talking about their teachings, their hypocrisy, the wrong things that they are doing. And they reason among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. They're on a boat at this time. And then in verse 8, "But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up, nor the seven loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? How is it you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" So now the question is, what is he talking about? Oh, you of little faith. Does that mean that they didn't have any faith? No, they had a huge amount of faith. Consider Peter actually willing to go out onto the water and walk on the water himself. The amount of faith he must have had in order to take that step, that first step. Could you imagine? And yet he still falls to doubt. Looking at all these passages, we find something familiar. Yes, we all have faith, but do we have a strong faith or a little faith, a weak faith? Well, we find in the first instance, do we trust him? In Matthew 6, do we trust him to take care of us, to look after us? Are we going to constantly worry about the necessities of life, or are we going to trust him and know that he's going to look out after us? The next one, are we fearful of him, or are we fearful of what's to come, fearful of things happening in our lives? Are we fearful? Do we lack faith because of that? Do we lack trust because of our fear? Second, we find doubt. Do we find ourselves wondering and doubting? Have you ever had a doubt before? Have you ever had a fear, a worry, a concern? Who hasn't? We've all had doubts from time to time. We've all feared, been afraid of something. We've all worried whenever we would, at some point, well, I say we all, most of us, I'm sure, have looked at the pocketbook and looked at our bank accounts and wondered, what are we going to do next? We've all, well, many of us have been in that situation. We've all feared. We've all doubted. What does Jesus say in order to remedy that? Well, don't fear. Well, okay. Easier said than done. Do not worry. Well, again, easier said than done. Don't have doubts. Easier said than done. But we find in the last instance something that we can do to help with that. He says the opposite earlier, the opposite of having a strong faith, a little faith, means having fear, having doubt. In this instance, it means lacking knowledge and understanding. Maybe you just don't know, or maybe you don't really understand. Remember, take a look. At Matthew 16:8 again. O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do not yet understand or remember? Maybe you don't remember. Maybe you don't know about what I did. Well, they knew because they were there. For many of us, we might not know. But maybe you don't remember what I did here. Maybe you don't understand. If we have proper knowledge of God's word. That's what happens if we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That builds our faith so that we have less need to fear, less need to doubt, less need to worry. And so, when we increase our knowledge and our understanding of God's word, that's the solution. I know it always seems like a broken record almost, doesn't it? You need to study your Bible. You need to read and study. That's the answer. That's the solution. Sometimes it's just as easy as that. Now, is that the only thing we need to do? Well, surely not. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. If you do what? If you pray. Prayer is a big part of that. In releasing your worry and fear and doubt. But we can't neglect reading and studying God's word. Worship is another thing that we can do, which includes knowledge or gaining knowledge and understanding of God's word. But it also includes prayer and singing together. Singing together. The beauty of worship. Oh, there's so many beautiful things about worship. We talked a little bit about that this past Sunday. In any event, man, let us decrease our worry, decrease our fear, decrease our doubt by increasing our faith through knowledge and understanding of God's word. I encourage you to do that this evening. If you have a need, if you need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ this evening, now is the chance. You have your opportunity. If you are watching with us online, let us know if you have that need. Man, what you need to do to be saved is believe in Jesus. Have faith in him. Repent of your sins. Confess his name and be baptized for the remission of your sins. That's what we need to do to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you have obeyed that gospel and need to return to him, I encourage you to do that this evening. Please, if you have a need, let us know about that online, if you're online too. If you have a need, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.